I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The questioning of Americans in Malaysia this week is shedding light on the complexity of evangelism in that country. Two tourists were allegedly handing out religious pamphlets when they were detained by police. Now, the incident points to a broader issue in Malaysia, religious freedom being dependent on ethnicity. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
If you are an ethnic Malay, the government says you are a Muslim and you have to be a Muslim. No one should talk to you about not being a Muslim. That ethnicity is sort of seen as off limits for the gospel.
Please pray for boldness of Malaysia's believers and that authorities would come to Christ.
Because I think as we see people in authority living out that Christian faith, it really can have an impact on the entire country.
More on this at missionnews.org. And if you're a Christian, you have God's Spirit and His promises in the Bible to hold on to. You also know that there are temptations that can quickly derail your life and mission. One of those in the U.S. is pornography. Steve Andermullen of Set Free says,
statistics that I'm most concerned about is 55% of men and women don't believe pornography is bad. That number goes way up to 90% for those under 25 years old.
If that's you or a loved one today, please take the facts to heart. Porn is no innocent thing to God or to others. If you know someone who's trapped in this, pause right now and ask God what you need to do. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.